What would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
All right. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. Hi, this is Julie Geigel, and I have the lovely Susan Schuler with me here today. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Julie. Lovely to see you again.
Oh, yeah, very exciting. And you're in New York right now, yay?
I am, yay, lots of weather here.
Oh, really? Yeah, because you live in California, but you're from New York, so yeah, and I'm in Wisconsin, so I'm a winter girl, and that snow is just one more thing in my life. Welcome, everyone. This is Angel Talk Tuesday. We're live here on YouTube. We're live on Om Times Radio, and we are live on Zoom. We are hitting it across all platforms. So we are delighted and thrilled to have you join us here for your weekly energy forecast. What the heck is going on in the universe this week? How can we harness the energy that's out there right now and bring it into our own lives to make our journey here on this planet a little bit easier? So we're going to say goodbye to Susan. She is going to be back in the second segment, channeling Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. So stick around for the second segment. All right, so I work with Archangel Metatron, and I'm very excited here to be channeling live on YouTube, and we are connecting back into our Om Times media platform. So very excited to work with Om Times. They are just phenomenal, above and beyond phenomenal. So this morning, I just wanted to take a moment to invite you to our beautiful mastermind that we have coming up. I host an annual manifesting mastermind, and we're doing a beautiful kickoff on January 3rd. So if you're looking to create magic and miracles in your life for 2018, you don't want to miss this. It's absolutely free. We'd love to have you come in and join us. You can get all the details, all of the information over on my website at juliegeigel.com. And you can also find me on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie and Heaven Sent Healing. Heaven Sent Healing is actually my business name. So we'd love to have you join us over there on those different platforms. All right. And Metatron's absolutely ready. He hates it when I talk too much in the beginning. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to ring the tincture bells here to clear out any lower vibration and create a pure sacred space for our trans channeling today. And we will be giving away a free psychic reading to our special Angel Talk tribe. So if you haven't joined our tribe yet, you can sign up over at bit.do/Angel Talk Tuesday. And that's www.bit.do/Angel Talk Tuesday. And we'll include you in our free psychic or medium reading coming up. All right, here we go. Welcome. I am Metatron. We are thrilled and delighted, as always, coming here to join you this day, assisting in the evolution of your humanity. So take a deep breath and open your heart to receive the beautiful energy forecast that we have come to share. Welcoming in the Pleiadians. This week, your energy is best served opening to your dreams and your desires. There are different points within your year that support your goals on a deeper and stronger level. And there are certain times during the year where those goals are best set aside in an incubator to grow and flourish. The energy now is supporting an opening. It is a time for planting. It is a time for dreaming your biggest dream, letting go of any limitations that you have placed upon yourself, and opening to the magnificence of the universe. If there was nothing stopping you, what would you desire us to bring you? What do you desire to manifest? What would you like to create in your life? It is the end of your year on your Earth planet, which often brings a time of reflection and a time of recreation. With your full moon several weeks ago launching retrograde, your new moon is here now, helping to close retrograde, helping to balance out all of the energies, all of the emotions that were amplified, grounding them and centering yourself within your desire for your life. So take a moment now and call in your beautiful team of angels, your beautiful spiritual team. For this is the week of magic and miracles. This is the week of dancing and joyful singing and much celebration. This is the time of creation. So many of you may have been feeling stuck during this retrograde, during this backward motion, the backward energy that retrograde often brings. It may have felt difficult to move forward, feelings of overwhelm amplified, especially with your holiday thrown on top of that. But allow that energy to begin to move out, bringing in a more expansive, energetic, open-hearted energy that bathes and supports you into the next level, into the next phase of your work here on this planet. We are incredibly excited, for the light workers are gaining power and momentum, which is part of the energy that is coming in for this week. So feel yourself standing upon the grid, the crystalline grid that envelopes the planet. Take your rightful spot within the grid and feel a charge of light moving through your being. Light coming from the heaven down in through the top of your head, moving through your whole body, connecting in with the light coming up from Mother Earth. And as these two lights meet in the middle, a beautiful explosion occurs, and you become one with the light. Feel the fullness of this activation that is occurring within the cells of your physical being, connecting each and every one of you together as light workers, upholding, sustaining, and maintaining the mission of the Pleiadians. The time is now, and you are ready. So let go of any fears and feelings of frustration. Surrender to all that is in your life at this time. Overwhelm is simply a perception created by your ego to keep you stuck in fear, to keep you disconnected. The truth is that everything is happening for you, not to you. It is for the evolution of your soul, of the planet. Let go of the pity party. Step into your power and be the light worker you came here to be. There are unseen forces assisting you at this time. align with the energy and the frequency of the universe as it propels you forward. In love. So this beautiful energy that has come for you this week, be present in joy and faith. Believe that there is something more occurring behind the scenes of your life. Something glorious and magnificent that you are creating, that you are a part of. The struggle is over. Ease and effortlessness has arrived. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here this day. This is Julie Geigel, channeling Archangel Metatron. Coming up in our next segment is Susan Schuler, and she'll be channeling the beautiful Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. Stay tuned, we'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
Mediumship readings offer much closure and healing. This is Susan Schuler. Let me connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Schedule an appointment at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on omtimesradio.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
This is Susan Schuler, and I am currently having technical difficulties. For some reason, it just pushed me right off of Zoom. So if you will bear with me for a moment as I try to get myself back into the Zoom system, I am currently, oh, no, that's not going to work either.
All right. And Susan, I would love to take a moment to tell everyone about our Lightworkers program if you want to take a minute to try to get back into Zoom. Susan and I offer an exciting Lightworkers mentorship program. Right now, we're in the middle of level two, but we are opening up another session coming up March. It's going to be a 12-week program. We're very excited about this. So it's going to incorporate level one, two, and three. So we'll be meeting every week for 2 hours for 12 weeks. 12 weeks is going to be quite exciting. And we'd love to have you join us. So it begins March 1st, 2018, and you can sign up and get more information about that amazing Lightworkers Mentorship Program for 2018 over on my website at juliegeigel.com and over on Susan's website as well, mediumsusan.com. So Susan, just be sure to turn your volume down on your computer. It probably has a default volume, so we've got some feedback. Alrighty.
Hang on a second. I'm almost there. Oh, okay. There we go. Yay. Okay. Yay. All right. I love this. It's so much fun. So live. Okay. So Julie, you can take yourself off. I think my sound is up and I'm good to go. All right. So that was interesting. Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler. I am a psychic medium who is based in the Los Angeles area. Although I do readings for people all over the world with Skype and on the phone, I do most of my in-person readings in Los Angeles, where I am based, but I also travel to New York State quite a bit, and that's currently where I am. So I'm sort of a little bi-coastal, especially these days. I channel Jacob, who is a master teacher from the Akashic Records, and he's who I tap into to help me with my psychic work as well as my past life readings. I was a high school English teacher for almost 25 years prior to doing this full time. And I do small group readings. I do mediumship demonstrations. And as Julie was just mentioning, we also teach classes online, which, Julie, I haven't told you, I've already got several people who are interested in our upcoming early spring class. So that's kind of exciting. As Julie, I'm not sure if she's mentioned this, but during the holiday season, both of us do also offer gift certificates. And I've not really spoken about that, but that is something that you might be considering. So if any of the information interests you and you'd like more, feel free to check out my website at mediumsusan.com. So I'm going to switch gears right now, take down my little prompt there, and I'm going to take myself off camera. While I begin to do my channeling, I'm not quite as comfortable in front of the camera, I should say, as Julie is when she does her channeling. So let me take a deep, deep breath and ask Jacob to step forward. Good morning, dear joyful, beautiful souls. We welcome you to a new day of blessings and opportunities. For each day on your planet is filled with exciting beginnings. Yes, we are well aware of the upheaval and frenzied activities on your planet at this time, with change after change coming your way. But these winds of change take with them the old, tired ways that were no longer working. Those outdated ways of thinking and running your lives. So these winds should not be seen in a negative light, for they are truly blessings. And these gifts will bring many new and exciting things, people, and opportunities your way, if you allow yourself to release them. The sky understands the cycles that occur,
and does not scream in pain as the sun sets each day, for it knows a new day, filled with a new beginning, will soon follow. We speak of letting go, for until you choose to release old things, you will not have room in your lives to accept and receive all the magical new and blissful opportunities that await for you. Stop asking for change and then lamenting about how uncomfortable it is. Never forget, every single thing in your life is a mindset. And when you choose to come from a place of being joyous and happy, your entire life will alter in unimaginable ways. Yes, you are designed to experience many different emotions, but the way you process these will place you on a certain trajectory. When you focus on joy, you will allow your energy to be more aligned with your higher good, and more synchronicities will follow you. Therefore, living a joyous life will afford you many new opportunities. During this time on your planet, when so many holidays are taking place, we see much giving. It is a beautiful act, the act of giving, for it opens your heart and spreads love. For many of you who practice this, you realize how this simple act can open you more, even to strangers who you know nothing about. And this is good, because your planet is greatly helped by giving. However, we still see that many of you have a far more challenging time with the act of receiving. Now, in a simpler term, we speak of gift giving during your holiday traditions. It is a moot point to give when others are not open to receiving. And we realize much of this goes back to inner feelings of low self-worth. We hear how many of you say you would rather give gifts than receive. But if you do not allow others to give to you at times, you are selfishly keeping them from the joy of giving. So learn to receive lovingly and willingly. Now, on a much larger and important scale, we speak about your ability to receive bigger, more important things in your life, such as love, romance, careers, homes, and other desired new changes in your life. We see much the same can be true. You may desire certain things, but because your hearts are not fully open to the idea, you block your abilities to receive these tremendous blessings. Remember how we began today's channel, speaking of the many changes and upheavals that your lives have been experiencing? Well, you must experience these before all these new and exciting opportunities appear before you. Then once they appear, you must be open to them with a heart wide open for change, avoiding missed opportunities by expressing joy and love. This life can be magical if you allow it to be, and begin to receive all the many blessings that are presented to you. Your new calendar year approaches, so we ask you to use this time as a period for you to reflect on what it is that you most wish to receive in your life. Be open. Be brave to the many possibilities. We are saddened by how many of you simply sleepwalk through your days, going to jobs you care not about, living lives not led through passion or enthusiasm, not living your purpose-driven lives, and worse yet, not even giving your life purpose much thought. We ask you now, if you are able, to quietly reflect a moment. Reflect on your current life. How would you most like to spend your time if making money was not your greatest concern? We know many of you would initially most like to sleep for days, but that is simply because you have been living a life of a mouse in a cage, running on a wheel for so many years that your physical body is exhausted and drained. You are meant for bigger things, however, and would soon grow bored. So think past that. Think big. Dream big. Be that child again and ask that long ago little person what it most desired to do when it grew up. Check in with your inner child in the exact moment in time. What brought you joy and bliss? These are the things in some capacity that you were designed to do. Were you an adventurer? Then make adventures. Were you a little helper? Then help others. Did you love to go outside and play? Then move your body in ways to express that joy again. Many of you simply accept your lives as sleep, awake, work, repeat. But it can be so much more than that when you allow yourself to be open to receiving more than that in your lives. But if you never take the time to look within to ask what you want, you can never get it. Even when you are able to do that, there are just as many of you who still believe your tender, wounded hearts can remain closed while you try to receive, but this will not work. A heart must be open and vulnerable to receive anything. You do not keep yourselves safe by keeping a fortress built around your heart. It is actually just the opposite. You contain your ability to feel joy. You imprison your life from being more than just that mouse running frantically on that wheel. We are here to tell you once again that you are much better than this. You deserve much, much more than this. You are designed to experience far more than just sleep, eat, work, repeat. You have a life purpose, but you need to look within before you can truly learn what that might be. You are a piece of God, so you are very deserving to receive all that is rightfully yours. But how can you know what this might be if you are so busy frantically doing busy work that you set no time aside to reflect what brings you happiness or joy? You were designed to do so very much more than what most of you are embracing. It's all here for you to accept and receive at any given time, should you choose to do so. This life can be a magical adventure for you. Never forget this fact. You are, in a sense, walking through your own childhood toylands, but you are either too out of breath and exhausted to notice, or too blue and glum, staring down at your feet, that you miss the adventures and majesty that surround you, simply beckoning you to look up and take back your lives to receive. Think of how many people love you openly and will help you in any way they can. Now realize, aside from the unseen army of angels, guides, and helpers that surround you, that you too have those living on the planet who would move heaven and earth to help you as well. It is most true that no man is poor who has friends, and most individuals have far greater support than they accept. Which takes us directly back to our topic of receiving. We ask you to spend time today to envision your heart bursting wide open, open to be alive, giving, excited to receive all that is your heart's desire. Set that intention and allow it to unfold. You have spent so much time clearing and releasing the old, tired ways, and now is the time to begin to reap the benefits of accepting in the new, the exciting, the deep, meaningful things that you came here to receive. No one can force you to receive. Only you can give that gift to yourself. Stop living in a way where you behave in a way that tells the world you are not worthy to receive all that you desire. You are an important and intricate part of the puzzle, and you are greatly needed at this time to work to your highest of potential, not only for yourself, but for all the other light bodies throughout the galaxy. We love you so, and truly wish for you to see yourselves as you are, rather than how you think you are. There is unlimited magic, power, and light that runs through your veins. You are majesty. You are power. You are divine light. Step into being the co-creation of your life and stop accepting mediocrity. You deserve so much more. We expect more from you, and we want more for you. Take what is yours and receive it in bountiful amounts, and learn to embrace life's magic. This is Susan Schuller, channeling Jacob from the Akashic Records. Whew, I'm going to bring myself back to camera for a second and just chat a little bit more. One thing that I don't normally mention is I do sell intention candles. And I know this is the time for giving as well as receiving. So if you'd like to find out more about my intention candles, please just go to my website at mediumsusan.com. Stay tuned for our next segment where Julie and I will be discussing today's channel as well as giving away a free reading. Thank you.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Would you like to speak to an archangel? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, Trans Channel for Archangel Metatron. Book your session now and get the clarity and insight you need to make this your best year yet.
Past life readings promote understanding about current life situations. This is psychic medium Susan Schuller. Let me help you gain insight. Book an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on omtimesradio.com.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Hi, everyone. This is Julie Geigel. Thank you for listening to Angel Talk Tuesday, and we are going to jump into our third segment where we are live on Facebook.
Julie, did you turn your volume up on Ohm Times?
Right now, Susan.
Did you turn your volume up on Ohm Times? You sound really light to me.
There's so much
apparatus here for us to toggle between.
I know. I had myself muted during your channeling. Welcome back, everybody. We are live on Facebook in just one moment. So, Susan, I'm going to turn it over to you for a second while I hit go live.
Okay. Yeah, Julie, I didn't tell you this, but I've had several people already contact me about the 12-week class that we're going to be teaching at the end of the winter and the beginning of the spring, saying that they're totally on board for it and they're really excited about it. And please put them on our mailer. So I'm very, very thrilled about that. So when you were talking about it while I was having my technical difficulties, I was like, yeah.
That is so exciting. I'm really thrilled to hear that. Yeah, because we've kind of combined the three levels. So I was a little hesitant. Susan's like, no, this is going to be good. But I was a little hesitant about combining the three levels together and doing a back-to-back week-to-week. So very, very excited to hear that we have some interest already. And, you know, that really, really was what a lot of our messages were about today. So let's jump in the energy forecast for the week, because we have shifted gears. Metatron said it is time to switch it up. After 5 years of channeling on the radio, I've been with Ohm Times 2 years. We had a little bit of a blip there, but I'm not even counting that blip because it's all part of the divine plan. It kicked me out of my comfort zone, and now I'm doing live channeling on YouTube. Wow, I would have never, ever in a million years thought I'd be able to say that. But yeah, so all divine and absolutely exciting. And so we're doing an energy forecast every single week. I love it because it brings some practical information on how you can harness the power, the wisdom of these spiritual masters and teachers that are here with us, wanting to make this journey easier for us and helping us to harness the energy of that power to get through our week. So, Susan, what are we supposed to be focusing on this week?
Well, we are focusing on receiving, which sounds so easy, but I think it's like way harder than we realize. You know, it was interesting because I'm just going to jump into some of the things that Metatron was speaking about. He was talking about now is the time for us to sort of allow ourselves to manifest. What do you want to manifest? Which I love this time of year, because if you think about it, it's all about new beginnings, because we're entering this period of the new year. So it's a great time to say, okay, this is what I want. This is what I don't want. And as you mentioned, as he mentioned, retrograde, bye, bye, bye. Okay. So as that's kind of, and even me trying to get on, I don't know what just happened. My computer just shut down. So it's like, yeah, but we're ready to let all of that stuff, and we're closing down. So as we close down, we then open up for all of these new things. And this being a week of magic and miracles, and I don't know, not everybody celebrates Christmas. I do celebrate Christmas, but that to me is the beautiful part when you're around little ones, because they're so excited and everything's magic and colorful, and you know, and there's just so much love, you know. And I think he even said something about this is the week of magic and miracles, the week of dancing and celebration. I'm like, yeah, I'm all over dancing and celebration.
That's exciting. Wow. Yeah, I was able to go a little bit deeper this time as we get all of this technology figured out, and just feeling real calm and centered this morning. So there's a lot that I don't remember that he talked about.
I can still keep going if you want me to.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, oh, that's right. He talked about dancing.
Yeah, no, he didn't. But he was saying the feeling of overwhelm that we had during retrograde, that now's the time. Let it move on. He's like, move forward. And to the open-heartedness, I love that concept. And you always talk about putting your hand in your heart, but the open-heartedness, because that really is, he's such a valid point. That's how we embrace everything. And he's talking about standing in your rightful place. And I don't think we really consider that we have a rightful place in the universe, things that we're supposed to be, you know. And then he even talked about like connecting in with the light, grounding yourself to Earth, Mother Earth, and then connecting yourself into the divine. So it's like you are this medium, which of course we are mediums, but everybody should be a medium. And then it's like you're centering yourself so you are light. And I mean, to me, that's part of the reason I believe during the holidays that there are so many lights around, is I see this as a time to reflect and remind myself that I'm my own light and that I need to shine my light onto other people. So think about that as you're seeing the lights and all the pretty decorations. So that was the one thing I did think it was really important. Julie,
I just wanted to give a special shout out this morning. We've got Brad joining us over on our Facebook Live right now. We're on Facebook Live over at Angel Talk Tuesday. Thanks, Brad, for your love and support. He said, Merry Christmas to both of you. Is this anybody you know, Susan? Brad Brovane?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, how beautiful. We have actually, we have a lot of people over here on Facebook. And just wanted to give everybody a special shout out. We've got a Merry Christmas from Connie. Thanks so much for joining us, Connie. Oh, and thanks for that like there and that love we've got. And lots of people over there joining us. So feel free to stop by and say hi in our news feed. Merry Christmas to everyone. What state are you from? We'll send a special shout out to that state. Special blessings of you all. Love, light, peace, and harmony. And thanks again for your support. We're going to shift over. Any last thoughts on Metatron, and we'll shift over to Jacob?
He was ending with just saying how important it is that we surrender. That to me is really important, and I needed to hear that.
Oh, me too, because especially this time of the year, I mean, I've got my big list, and I'm trying not to be a list person, but sometimes I have to be, especially when there's a lot going on, like with Christmas. But yeah, so absolutely. And we've got Brayel. Merry Christmas, Brayel. Hey. Ava, she says, first time here. Happy light. Well, thank you so much. Wow. We really love all the love and light. I can feel the light coming from our angel tribe over on Facebook. Awesome. So let's take a minute to talk about Jacob. I've got my notes here, Susan.
I know. What would we do without our notes? When you talk, I'm like,
I know. And I've tried not to take notes, but then when we come back together, I go into a trance too. Mm-hmm. And if I don't write stuff down, my mind is blank. Jacob talked a lot about, I loved it when Jacob said, you ask for change and then you lament when you get it. It's like, oh my gosh, that is so true. But change is good, you know, and Jacob was just really talking about there's a lot of changes going on right now on this planet. There is a lot of changes. There are a lot of changes happening in our United States with our government, with everything that's occurring. There's so many changes, and it can be very scary. But with change comes growth, and with change comes new opportunities. So that was a really big message that Jacob shared today. So your energy is best spent this week by not getting drawn into that drama of change, but by trying to stay present and remembering that there's purpose in change, that there's opportunities in change, and that there's a beautiful growth that comes with change. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, and it is funny because we do all kick and scream about change, but we do on some sense know it. You need it. I mean, you need it. It's like, can you imagine being the same person that you were 5 years ago, 10 years ago? Oh my God, 20 years ago? It's like, I'm sorry. It's like, I like constantly evolving. It's like, I want old Susan out, new Susan in. So yeah.
Yeah. And I know another point about that change is that when you can come from a place of joy, no matter what's going on around you. Jacob talked a lot about how the living a joyous life is going to afford you new opportunities. So we talk about how retrograde, sometimes that backward energy, you can feel really stuck and like it's really hard to move forward, or that every time you try to do something, you end up taking one step forward, two steps back. And Jacob really talked about how your mindset, your perception is important, because the more that you can be present in your life in joy, the more new opportunities can come in. And I know, again, I love how much in alignment Metatron and Jacob are with this energy forecast, because they both really talked about being present and letting that fear and frustration, surrendering. So when you're fearful or when you're frustrated, surrender. You're not doing this alone. You're not here all by yourself, even though I know it feels like adults sometimes. You have a whole spiritual team working with you, helping you, wanting to be there for you. Angels 911. And so when we can find anything to be grateful for and surrender that fear and frustration, choose joy, choose love, that's when you get that momentum going. That's when you get the forward movement. That's when all of that quicksand begins to dissolve. So the energy this week is so much fun because it is magic. It is dancing. It is celebration. We've got the new moon that hit us last night with some glorious, glorious activations and transmissions and beautiful, beautiful information of light. And then we have our winter solstice coming this Thursday, which is a whole quarter of planting seeds. So with December, you really want to have in place those intentions. You really want to have grounded in your desires, because it's then we go into the incubation period where everything just gets kind of put in this incubator pot, the cocoon. And then you retreat into the darkness of winter and you hold that truth and be patient in that space of winter and going within. So right now there's much dancing and celebration. Your planet also, I loved how Jacob said your planet is greatly helped by giving. So again, I just feel this beautiful joyousness across the planet because hearts are open, people are joyous, and that giving, that wanting to do something special for somebody or wanting even to just be a light to another person really opens up and activates this beautiful energy here on the new earth. But it's helping our planet as a whole. I thought that was kind of fun. Any thoughts, Susan? I know we're going to have to wrap it up soon.
Yeah, helping the planet. To me, that's the most important thing right now. And I mean, I just feel like we've got so many more evolved people and there's more that keep sprouting up. And it's just like the more that you're giving, and even like the holiday gifts that you see that are like donating something in someone's name, that's, you know, to me, that's like, that's amazing. I love when I see people doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I have to say the joy that I felt when I got your gift, Susan. Oh my gosh. And not just one candle. I think there were like 10 candles. Oh my goodness. And a couple sprays. Wow. Wow. That really brought a light to my day and joy to my heart to know that you were thinking of me. Much love to you. Also wanted to mention a really great point that Jacob said. Many of you are not living a purpose-driven life. Take a moment to reflect. You are meant for bigger things. Wow, that's so powerful. I'm going to say it again. Many of you are not living a purpose-driven life. Take a moment to reflect. You are meant for bigger things. And that was a big message of Jacob, too, that a lot of you are just, you know, going through the motions, living like a zombie. And this is the time. The universe is supporting you. This is the week. Dream your biggest dream. The universe can't give it to you if you don't ask for it. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on Angel Talk Tuesday. We'll be back next week for your weekly energy forecast with Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler.
And Merry Christmas.
Yes, yes. Merry Christmas, everyone. Peace out.
Bye.